dear kind Father in heaven, we are grateful for the opportunity we have to meet together as a council. Please bless us that we'll be able to be led and guided to make the best decisions for our community and our city. Bless us now to be able to receive the moisture we need in this area, to receive the rains, to help with this drought. And these things we ask for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, man.
That's from our August 7th meeting. We sent out any question on those? No, I'm going to entertain a motion to approve those.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion by Cam, second by Gary, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? For today's agenda, do we have any changes? Not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second. Motion by Cam, second by Gary, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Other business A, shuttle enhancement design. Phil, do you have any updates on that? I know that we got one here that we could go over.
The shuttle, yeah, we're waiting for the landscape design to be done. It should be done today.
Okay.
We'll get that over for review tomorrow.
Cool.
And then we'll start pushing it through the permitting or the getting bids and stuff like that for the advertisements.
Okay. Do we have any kind of estimate yet, or do you aware of
it? Not yet. We'll put one together. We'll have one for you next week.
Okay.
Cool.
So good. All right. And then the town park, we'll just talk about that in a minute. I sent
everybody got those proposals. I got some right here too. Anybody want
to? Yeah, I'd like to get back on that. Especially the one that you sent.
There's three concepts here.
Shrub, bushes,
yeah.
Something greenery that you gotta water.
I didn't know if they were like tables with umbrellas or what that was.
We got other tables there that are a little bit bigger than you can
see.
Yeah,
with the covers. Okay. Yeah, I would
love to do three. I like concept three.
The middle one.
Concept three, we're not touching the basketball court too much. Other than put a few benches around. Just kind of leaving that as is. When you start messing with that slab, you're going to have to put a little bit more than you want, I'm sure.
All these benches, are they like permanent? Like people can't pick them up and move them around?
Yeah. They're cemented.
Yeah. Okay. That's part of that. Moving on tables and benches everywhere. Yeah, that's awesome.
Kind of one and two, you know, for babies in strollers, little kids on little scooters.
Yeah.
Mothers walking the kids while the kids are.
What about a little area for dogs? There's something we can put in there. I don't know what people do. I think sometimes they have a family there.
Yeah, you can usually locate a place for them.
Droppings, that kind of stuff.
We've talked about it with HR because work campers, you go everywhere and you always have. And that we've tried to get one
Over there,
you know, back behind on the north side of like Fred's new shop. You do need to have a doggy park. It would be best, and then you don't have dogs.
They have all over in St. George, and they're nice. They have like even water fountains. It's like there's a tall fountain for the humans, and then you put your foot down here and tap it, and it fills up a little bowl for the dogs, like a metal bowl. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, someone's going to your dog, and you can fill up a little bowl by touching your foot.
Would you try? Yeah. Could you try to put one in somewhere in there?
It'd probably be smaller, but I think, you know.
Incorporate one maybe on the west end or something.
Oh, that's a.
Unless you want it right out of the front, which I would think is under you, but.
Yeah, I have it anywhere. Because then the legacy, I think that's fine. I imagine the pickleball courts would be fenced, right?
Yes.
Is that light?
Yes.
The soccer field that you have there, is that like a regulation size, that little square you have there, rectangle?
33 by 65, which is close.
So I know right now they play like clear across that, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's a smaller one, but I mean, we can make it as big as you want in that area there. It's not real wide.
Yeah, I think the width, the width's fine.
The width's fine, and it might
relate to going longer.
So if you go longer, well, we need to increase and put a taller fence on that side against the highway.
Possibility too, yeah.
I just don't know even what like regulation size. I mean, probably not even regulation that whole thing, right? Soccer field's pretty big.
No, it's bigger than football field.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I would maybe make it a touch longer, you know, another 10 or 15 feet.
Number two.
Where it starts on the, what is that, the west end? That's about perfect. But if we could go like 10 or 15 feet more to the east.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see there, so. Okay.
I don't know where you'd squeeze a dog park in up near the west side.
I think so. I mean, I guess it's
like if we cut, like keep those three tables, but then there's that one on the far west, maybe like right after those three tables, make that section a little dog area. What's your thoughts?
Yeah.
Which one? That's our current restrooms.
The restroom for the year?
Yeah.
The only thing I sent an email just a few minutes ago on the shades that are over the equipment, we may have to make sure, I mean, there's a power line there.
Yeah. We get those with the approval with those guys for sure.
I think we have to do the same one we put at the number one. This one said, whatever was there.
Another thought for the dog area would be to push this pavilion to the south so it's more lined up with the basketball court and then make that long stretch right there for the dog area. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Just, you know, put a fence that just goes right past the basketball court and then to the current fence or whatever, or a new one they put up and make that area.
There, on the south federal side, yeah. I wish we would put those lights on the other side. So they actually shine.
Smell it, you know, and hear it.
Yeah. lines right there on the edge of those three tables right there, and then heck, you could even keep that table in there for the dog park, you know, for people to sit in there with their dogs. That last one.
Yeah, we could open up that walking path a little bit too. Just make a little bit more room in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I would get them away from everything else down there.
When they do the lights on the pickleball court, do they, you just put them all over the corner?
That's tropics.
Yeah, see, they're just on the side.
Mm-hmm. Probably the side.
They're just on the sides. China.
So our basketball court lights that we have in town, they're really high, they get some bright lights, which is fine, but I wonder if they're, I mean, they really just, this whole area. Maybe just look at those and see what would be, what you would recommend if you were doing them. Okay. Even if it's cut and pulled down, shorten them or something, where.
Can they just be rotated? I would look at them.
They could, yeah. I mean, they could, and they probably can push down a little bit. Maybe they're fine, we just put them down, but I know what they.
Yeah, they shine out.
Oh, they shine. In my house, like if you look at my window, it's like a direct beam right here. There's no shade around there, so that's not. But that is the brightest one I can see on the window. Which is fine, I don't need night lights. But mm-hmm. I have the terrors in there like Kramer off of Candy Rock
and Look at all these stars,
yeah. That's just the light from the basketball court. What about when we talk about grass, you know, kind of brought up in, you know, grass and stuff, what do we want to do? It's going to take away, you know, a bunch of grass just with the pavilion and the soccer. It doesn't leave a ton there. Do we want to try to? I think next to the basketball court, maybe the soccer, you got to have something there. When you run off, you don't want to be running through lava or, you know, a rock or something. Or, at least my opinion. If you want to leave that little bit of grass, you want to go to like a after-turf.
I just think it's going to be, with all that stuff in there, it's going to be difficult to keep it maintained. And then the watering part of it, water's going to be spraying everything in there. You know,
yeah,
so for the little bit that's left after it's all said and done, I would think an astral turf or something, just so you're not spraying everything with water and struggling to keep it all going. And
I think mainly just those areas next to the court or soccer, but like up around the restroom, kind of the other place, maybe you could do this stuff.
Try to skate.
Mm-hmm. You know, that way. You know, the main areas where you have foot traffic, maybe do like a natural turf.
Have you guys done most of that stuff?
Natural turf?
Yeah.
That worked pretty good?
Yeah.
I mean, there's different grades that I would recommend, but yeah, we did a decent one in there the last. Is that what you want in the soccer field out of as well? Or you can just
have to do something like that? I mean, because the grass doesn't live very well where they're playing soccer. They just mm-hmm. actually have to shoot a lot.
Could you put some tables a little bit here? Instead of grass?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they are going to extend this. We're looking at extending that a little bit. But I think you could throw one more of those covered tables maybe between.
So what about the basketball court on the north end?
On the north end, or... No, it'd be like the east side.
Or even on the east side.
Yeah, the east side right there between the soccer and that pavilion.
Is that what you're talking about now?
Yeah, AstroTurf. Yeah, they would just AstroTurf all of this and then dry scape this around this. And then this would stay probably natural and bushes and trees.
Mm-hmm. But I would extend that soccer field.
Yeah.
Clear to the east.
Well, I mean, we're blowing out our fences already, so
not as far as we can go.
So what if
make sure it's a really good heavy duty fence because they like to hit up against different bodies. And, you know,
what if you
out?
What if you took the pavilion
really
south?
Like extra poles or something, you know,
right.
Like a mesh or whatever.
So are your pavilions right here?
Then
you have that north side,
yeah.
You can leave grass or whatever.
They like to hit,
and then AstroTurf everything from here down.
Hitting into it with their bodies. And if you look at our
that,
bodies,
that way you'd have the tables
out,
that could watch everything if you move the pavilion
so,
to match the basketball court.
Is
the
enclosure around the soccer right now? Is it just a, or is there an enclosure, or is that just an outline?
It's just the outline of it.
And it probably needs to be something that keeps that ball from going.
I think they're talking about fences that went up and curved in. Is that right?
That's what we're doing, soccer that can there. But if we leave it as is, yeah, we can just put a fence around and do a kind of curve.
Oh, I remember you talking about that. Like
yeah.
Going up and
yeah. I mean,
that soccer ball gets into that private that's right there. And then they have that gate locked. And so they either jump the fence or whatever.
So
there needs to be something on that,
on south, that side.
South side that keeps the soccer ball
and curve
in
on the
play.
Yeah. Then on the east side too, that would help with the going up the highway. Cam had suggested moving that pavilion right there by the basketball court, moving further to the south, kind of in line with the basketball court.
Because then you'd pick up, you'd have tables under that pavilion that you could sit and watch either the soccer and the basketball there if we move that pavilion set more south.
So just shift them in so it's 15 feet that way?
Yeah.
South?
Mm-hmm.
Or 20?
Yep.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And maybe between the basketball court and the soccer field, basketball court and the pavilion, you could put the AstroTurf in. Maybe between the playground, soft field, basketball court, AstroTurf that, where your main foot traffic's going to be, and then most of the other areas, I think, any kind of your ice cream.
So is the soccer field AstroTurf?
I can't decide.
Yeah, I would. But yeah, I just AstroTurf that whole
area.
The whole area would be cheaper. I mean, we talked about the concrete soccer thing that they play on. Is that going to be cheaper AstroTurf?
Cheap is that? Yeah, it's cheaper than concrete.
Yeah,
that'd
be good.
Yeah, we can get you costs on this as soon as we get it finalized, and we'll put some numbers together for you guys. So is the pavilion big enough? It's right now it's 18 by 32.
Is that similar to what the other one was? Maybe a little smaller.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Yeah, I think it's good.
And I don't know if we would need lights on that, would we? Imagine if the other basketball court right there is probably
not. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think you'd need. I think you would.
You just need more graceful stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that soccer field being 33 by 65, there's not a lot of room for seating around it. Maxed out in space.
I wouldn't really worry about sitting around that.
Okay, so
in all honesty,
I do the pavilion.
Yeah, they'll either set the pavilion or the ones around the basketball court.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. So those six seats you have on each side of soccer, I just get rid of those.
Okay.
These, there's benches. Yeah.
Is the width okay, or should we maximize the width by now that we take those benches out?
I think the width's okay because they don't play all the way to those edges. I think the width's fine.
Okay.
Just the length, just max the length out.
Okay.
If they had aquifer dirt lines on that, it would be a dead.
Plus, it would get some good goals on the side. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if this falls on there, but that grass that the city owns.
Oh.
Do we want to take care of that? Do we want to look at a different solution?
Yeah,
for
so
that?
Talking to grass on the other side of the fence by the highway.
By the highway.
Yeah, we're gonna exhaust. That's nice. I like that. But
I'm okay either way. If we want to do any kind of dry sheet, you can save water and it looks good.
Yeah,
I'm good for whatever.
I mean, the other side's dry skate, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is shrubs and trees. So if we do the future center, shrubs and dry skate that. that will save water.
Unless everybody loves it. I just was wondering if that's something we wanted to add into this project at all, or what you guys thought.
I know that was the original plan. You guys remember in that kind of where you're going to put it down. I don't care to go dry skate too. I think it would actually work better too, because everything else around is dry skate.
Or you could do sections, dry skate, grass, I don't know, just to break it up. I don't know. Depends on your watering system.
The water's there, you know, put some shrub in it.
We can talk about that later, but
I think it's good. What are you guys doing?
I'm fine.
I'm okay to do a drag skate, I don't want to save water.
It's more for looks, right? You don't see people sitting on it.
No, never. No. And the other side is, I would just match the other side of it.
Yeah.
So as you're coming in and match.
Because I was going to, it's just there for, I mean, it looks nice. But
so yeah, be able to go across the street over there and try to kind of match them. Okay. And that's on the out, that's all that grass on the outside of the fence there now.
No. Yeah. Because who knows what our water's going to be.
I mean, even that whole section right there on the north side is dry skate, all dry skate.
I don't know, it's just a thought I've been having.
It's great. So. I think we should really look at that.
I think if there's a chance we can make something that have less water usage, we ought to look at it.
You got any questions? Any more questions for us, Tom, on that? Or?
No, if you guys are good with kind of concept three, then we'll make those adjustments and send it back to you. See you.
Cool.
See if we can get it back to you midweek next week. And we'll switch that out for dry skate and just give you a visual of what that will look like. Two pickleball courts enough? We're good there?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Want to add any more tables and chairs up top by the basketball court now that that pavilion's sliding down? Maybe put a couple more.
I think you could on that. I agree. I think you could put two more at least on the north side of that basketball court, spread out if we're moving that pavilion.
Yeah. Okay. Want any sort of walking path around there to connect the pavilion to the other sidewalks?
I think it'd be good. Yeah, that'd be nice.
I just think on the edge of the basketball court would be nice to have like an actual turf there.
Yeah,
to get to maybe that walking path or something.
I would honestly just do the sidewalk, do the tables, everything that's there. I would astroturf that whole area right there. Yeah. So if you're running off the soccer field or the basketball court or any of that, you're hitting astroturf, not rocks and stuff. Because if we dry skate with rocks in there, then all those rocks are going to start getting kicked around and moved around everywhere. So I would say everything in that section should be either concrete or astroturf, or, you know, not loose rocks or things like that.
Okay.
I don't have anything else.
About it.
Good.
I think.
Yeah, send it back over.
Okay.
Through it again. Appreciate it. The only one I think that I'm thinking, do we want to do anything for, I don't know what can be done for any more parking stalls, like that north side where it's dry skate right now, could we wipe that out and do like sideways parking stalls, you know what I mean, like three or four parking stalls that are, you know, like your sideways or your...
So like when trailers,
right.
Once in a while you see a trailer,
a bus, this or that,
there
pull in right there and park.
Yeah.
North side.
Oh. Yeah, right there where it's dry skate on the north side of the basketball courts, on the other side of the fence. I think you could take that out pretty quick, and you could just asphalt that and make, you know, two or three
parking spots there that people could park cars in or park it.
What if we moved that and toward the west up there, if we could fit something on that side rather than. We need to have a sidewalk there, but there's probably room for both. It could be phasing. Yeah, I'm saying on the west side and on the northwest side. Maybe look at that, and as time goes on, if we want to move that sidewalk and stuff. Just trying to save a little bit and take care of that, but I think it's a good, in time.
Yeah.
But you could put some parking stalls on that up here.
We'll see what we come up with.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. Anything else for us, Tom? You good? And yep.
Shut up, too. Good for me.
Okay. All right. Going through the list here. The first responder at your dinner.
So that's the one where Tropic and Bray City split the cost on the dinner that they hold in September. With ID, we usually go through IDK, but now that it's out of business, I think we're going to try and go through Sean Chenault. So he was supposed to get me some pricing. But it looks like last year, I think it was around $3,000, and that was split between the two. I guess that's probably going to be a little bit more. I think he charges more, but so I don't know. I'll let you know when I get a final price. So I just need to know if you're going to approve that and go ahead and schedule it.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess when I get a final, I'll bring it in.
Any other discussion on it? I entertain a motion to approve splitting out the Tropic. Motion.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Stage 2 fire restriction, I sent that out, the proposed restriction. So basically it means building, maintaining, attending, or using a fire campfire is prohibited, including charcoal with a liquid or ash pollution fuel. Property shows the gas and liquid fuel or camp stoves or the shovel valves by a part of that, so long as there is at least 3 feet. Vegetation. And so that wouldn't that ban fires in the campground?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a work camper come to my office this morning and said there were some other work campers that had, one of the off the ground pit, but they had quite a bonfire going last night, so he was concerned about it.
Yeah, we really have to word it up.
Okay.
Thoughts?
As dry as we've been, but probably better.
Then everywhere else, everywhere surrounding this is in stage 2. Any comment? I'll entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion by Jerry, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Alright, so I'll send you the guide.
Okay.
Just tell her you're sending it.
Okay.
We'll probably not to this to the campground. cut to everybody. Yeah, would you talk to the campground and make sure we get that?
Yeah, I can do some flyers. I've got to hang some flyers regarding them helping themselves watering their grass anyway, so I'll just add a fire restriction to it.
But also maybe the main
campground.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can, yeah. Sure. Yeah, Chris said trees, I see them at lunch. Yeah.
Okay. American 250, 250 celebration, resolution 2025-1. So, the name Baldwin came and talked to us, it's in the spring, early spring, so this is the resolution recognizing the approval of Bryce Canyon City, Utah 250 Community Committee. Whereas Governor Spencer J. Cox and Utah State Legislature created the American 250 Utah Commission, also known as American 250 Utah. Whereas the mission of American 250 Utah is to commemorate, celebrate, and reflect on the nation's past, build a community, and look forward to the future by educating and engaging United Utahans and visitors to our state. Whereas American 250 Utah is seeking partnerships with counties and municipalities to further its mission. Whereas the partnership will be formed by creating a local committee called Bryce City Utah 250 Community Committee. Whereas Bryce City Utah 250 Community Committee will focus on important events, people, and places in Garfield County to commemorate and celebrate Garfield County's role in America's 250th anniversary. And whereas local projects will enhance tourism, community building, and economic development opportunities.
So apparently we have to have this to raise that funding.
Yes. Okay. So if you give me the agreement, see, we got to do a logo agreement, and I could just put my name on it that you guys agree that we have to go with all of the logo. And it's got quite a. I did. I went ahead and made this up.
I'm like, I can get it to edit.
Yeah. Oh no, I edited it. So okay. Yeah. So
sign terms. It looks better.
Okay. So you want to sign? We need to do the memorandum, the MOU. So, but I need to fill that one. This one is just the resolution of Bryce County City, but it doesn't show any signature.
I think we're just like,
okay, yeah,
it's resolution.
So I filled that out, and it says Bryce City, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, you can sign now. And then I've got to do the MOU. We've got to do a logo usage agreement. And it gives me all of the stuff, you know, for the logo, you know, which what I thought, though, after I send this in, we'll get $1,500 to go toward anything. It can go toward the banners, whatever, stuff like that. But no, and Jade can do the banners or whatever. I don't know if you guys are thinking of putting banners on our flagpoles, on our lights down on, light stands, you know what I'm talking about, yeah. On Main Street, if we want to do some of those, we can save money due to Jade doing banners or whatever. There and then we could put the $1,500 toward anything. We had a meeting. I had a meeting in Panguitch on the 13th, the courthouse evenings with Escalante, with all of Garfield County, with Elaine and stuff. So you know, we talked about you have the 250 walk 250, so you walk 250 miles within the year. Simple and easy. We do that just here at work. So we talked about doing a coin. They have a walk 250 coin, and if you meet that, then we give that coin out. Even though Talk and I had a Zoom meeting the other day with Chris Abbott, and they're going to come up with prizes also that they can send each city, each little community that we can give out. One thing though that they want to do is on July 5th, it's on Sunday, because that's when everybody should get together. It's called Engage, Educate, Unite. They want to sort of have a potluck. You know, whether if you guys may be doing it already, Danny Harding, and then Crystal Mortensen, and somebody Schofield from Cannonville. That's who's doing those areas. Maybe your ward, because they're going to reach out to wards and stuff also. Maybe your ward might be doing something on that July 5th. Or if you guys want to do something up here as Bryce City on July 5th and have a potluck, okay, yeah, I'll come up. I'll come up and help roll that one if we just want to do something up here. But they also encourage you to do something with cherries, cherry pie. due to back then everything was cherries. And if so, we do a potluck and we can have Sean, Brad order cherry pies. I don't know, so we can get on top of that. Just sort of like what we did last year that spring was over. They're also hoping that communities will do some kind of a project that's just serve. You know, young men's, young women's. I know my little primary group, they're doing stuff anyway due to 9/11. But they're wanting us to do that also. So, you know, we're still pulling this together. Some communities have already started to celebrate to just get that ready, but we thought since it's going to be 2026, we're going to start January 1st and we're going to end December 31st of 2026. And Chris is okay with that. But we could start to get some banners and stuff up. So they're going to be going into... in January is called The Pen is Mightier. It's an exhibit of the revolution. They're going to be displaying it in the schools. The teachers, all of the teachers of the state of Utah is going to be sent some kind of trainings that they will do the trainings in their classrooms, K through 12. Like I said, the walk. A trails, they're going to be reaching out to the national parks and doing trails. That will help. It talks about the potluck, talks about the just serve. There's also a calendar that we can either do Garfield County or we can connect to the calendar in Utah. That if we decide to do something, or let's say Escalante is on top of this, but they always are. They just, you know, they're small that they can. So if there's something Escalante's doing that we over here in Garfield County that wants to go join, and so, you know, they encourage us to do that. Or there might be something happening in Cedar City or wherever hometown might be. They are bringing in Boulder, they're going to be bringing an exhibit. Boulder was the only one that offered to do it. I asked them why Panguitch, you know, wasn't why it wasn't coming in Panguitch due to being the county seat. But they said due to the arts festival and everything that Boulder does, that they were more willing to do this big exhibit that has the declaration and has memorabilia way back from 1776, stuff like that. So I found out that some of these, like Escalante is more on top of it than what Elaine gave me these things. She wanted us to pass around about if there's an ancestor. All of us are doing research to see if we had an ancestor that did fight in the resolution. But this QR code is already closed. So she didn't understand all that. I tried to Google, you know, I showed her. I said, no, it's not me. So they've got Mike Sarles working on that. But so we're just barely getting things going. I just needed to, I've got to send some paperwork in. Oh, and I'm supposed to form somewhat of a committee. So when we do the adopt the resolution of participation, then I'm supposed to list committee members. And so like Escalante City, you know, they may be involved in one of their city council member. Of course, the mayor will just be somewhat involved. You don't need to attend all the meetings, but they just keep you updated. I can even round up some, anybody that...
I think you can get some residents.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, get some residents. Yeah, we've got, you know, a lot that just live here through the winter, just a little here and there, you know, or, you know, I'm sure I could pull Cheyenne, she might jump in there, even though she might be involved down in Tropic, but she's up here too, born and raised up here, so yeah, so just a few, all they have is like five people, just to sort of say they formed a committee, even though it's Nancy, she's the one that's pretty much heading up, and then Marlene Stowe and Stephanie Marshall, what's Stephanie's last name? They're sort of doing the research. Okay. Other than that, it'll be fun. But I need to check to see, you know, Jake can do most of our banners or whatever we choose to do. Then we can use that $1,500 on anything as long as it's gone toward the American 250.
When are other towns doing their banners? Have they already?
Some, well, like Garfield County, we decided we're just going to wait 2026. But, you know, it'd be good to get things up. But they said that they've gone, I think somebody mentioned they were up to Salt Lake and they had already have something in their 24th of July or their 4th of July parade, which that's what Elaine did mention, you know, if we want to just sort of advertise a little bit to just get people familiarized. But I think with all these committees and things being created, the word's going to get around eventually anyway. But it would be fun if we got some banners up early. The parks, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be in charge in the park. I can reach out to see who's doing what or who's been contacted in there. It's too bad Peter's not still here. You know, they hit jump right on it. So, but yeah, it would be fun. I think it'd be pretty, well, our season's starting to die down, but if we did start to throw...
I know, I think we talked about it last time, Fowler and Kelly, they're trying to, you know, they want to put some banners up at the conference that they're holding here in September or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we can get something quick, we could put some of those up at the same time, because she's not going to put them on
everyone like
one, but I mean, we can do all that at the same time.
See, and Elaine, she's still pushing to do next year on the 4th of July, have something at the Rim, some big concert. But, you know, tell her, I said, that'd be great, you know, but stage and lights. And I just sort of gave, she said, oh, we've already got a stage. I've got a stage already. It's at the county fair building. I'm thinking, no, it's our Garfield County Fair stage that's smaller than this right here that we do our talent show on. That is not, she doesn't realize that we need, if we're going to do something big. I told him, I said, let's just do something, you know, maybe every, you know, she wouldn't be enough. And I said, well, if you stage three different nights, but, because they're going to include Tim anyway, the group, but I don't know. So that's something Elaine's working on by the time you've got, she doesn't realize the porta potties, the lighting, the stage. Because if we're bringing someone big in, they need a nice stage, not the one that's Garfield County's fair stage. So I don't know. But they wanted something up here, since we're center of the county, that evening. Ron does the fireworks. But I'll see what that happens there.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll keep you guys in touch on this.
Sounds good. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the resolution 2025-1.
And the MOU. I just do both in one.
Yeah.
Do what?
And the MOU.
Oh, yeah.
I just do it both in one motion, I think.
And logo.
Okay. And the logo?
Well, yeah, well, I've got to send an agreement in for the logo, so if you guys, you might as well, the logo, the MOU, and the Resolution.
All right. Entertain a motion on those three.
Motion.
Second. Motion by Gary, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. Department reports. So they've talked last time about the partnership meeting starting back up. So Kelly Mulligan is going to head up the partnership meeting from the National Park, and that will begin on September 18th at 6 p.m. Just sign this one too.
Yeah, just the bottom one.
So, in that meeting, the end on the 18th, we can probably find out who's, I mean, I'll ask them, find out who's at the national park that's going to help that American 250.
Yeah.
So, and anybody, you're welcome to go. I'll be going to it. So, Ken talked to me about the soccer nets at the park. One road, I think they're just doing metals
didn't seem like it was too bad. So we could do something like that and get us through.
I think totally sad. Yeah. It's going to be another year now.
Yeah,
I can get some put up out there. All right.
Okay.
I'll just, I mean, those work, so honestly, I'll just find those exact ones and order them again. It's just that the nets were ripping and tearing, the metal was coming apart, and they're all those metal, like, tent poles that connect and have pushing, and all the little pushings were coming out, and a little sharp piece of metal was sticking through. So anyone rubbing the long one, or just jab you and cut you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, even if we had to buy them new every year and replace them every year for a couple $100, it's worth it for now.
Okay. Deanna talked the other day about law enforcement, so sounds like maybe you updated on what Sheriff Allen talked to you about on the
So Tiffany, she was asking me the other day that if there's any possibility Bryce City maybe mm-hmm. a little more. I guess funding, Eric must have some kind of funding that they've hired her, but her funding's going to end around November. And it won't pick back up till February. So she's afraid she's going to be laid off or, you know, and I haven't talked to the sheriff. It's nothing to do with, you know, how if he's laying her completely off or just a little bit. So she says, can you talk to the city just to see if we would like to have her here? I thought Winterfest in February. But, I mean, yeah, we still have, 250, 300 employees year-round through the winter. And maybe if you guys, you know, if I talk to Eric, maybe Shiloh, you talk to Eric and just say, you know, yeah, we're very interested. How much are you laying her off? Or if does the city need to throw in a couple more bucks to keep her going? She's hoping. She really enjoys being up here. Now, I remember when Kevin was deputy and they'd come up and, you know, do the 5 hours. He didn't mind. He'd bring his dog. He'd work on it, you know, and he knew everybody. But some of the other ones, they think, oh, my gosh, 5 hours. Let's get the hell out of here. You know, and Tiffany enjoys being here. She's really, when I've stopped to visit her, sometimes she's just running in traffic, but she's doing trainings. She's constantly on her laptop doing trainings. But so she'd like to continue.
Council, you want to reach out to Sheriff Houston, I think maybe if I can get him to come out to our next council meeting and explain.
Maybe
give us an update.
Yeah.
And then tell us what his plans are and if there's a way we can help them.
To keep her going?
Yeah.
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 Sure.
If you'll add that to the agenda, I'll call him about Sheriff Houston. Anybody going to fly in?
I've got a wedding. I'd probably rather be at the fly in.
I'll have me on the signal. I'll try to go over to
So.
That's Saturday, right?
Yeah.
It would have been our Canyon to Canyon. Just go in and pull the dagger out.
I don't know. I hadn't had a boat.
Oh! You can't believe, I still get hit up with people. Are you guys going to start it back up again? Sorry.
Hey, canyon happens every day.
There you go.
There's really no excuse for the canyon.
No, we needed the one guy that's probably 300 pounds that wears that. Are we off? No, I'm mm-hmm. teasing. That wears the outfit that looks like he's a biker that claims that we scratched his bike. Yeah.
So for the event, so they asked us to please have a representative event to vote for your favorite car before 1 p.m. So you're going to have.
I mean, I'm not 100%, but I think I want him to do my loves planes and stuff. So
if you don't go, let me know, and we just need to let them know and see what you do. Don't have somebody.
Okay.
I will let her know that you'll be the one. And
okay.
Maybe I'll give you your phone number.
Yeah, I'll just okay. Changes. I'll let you know. But so just count on it for now.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, my son loves airplanes, so be proud.
Okay. That's all I got. Can I hear it?
I did want to talk about putting it on the agenda for maybe next time to look at discussing doing a water softener and maybe an on-demand water heater for the wellness center. Our water heater over there. there's chock full of our water now spewing out the pipes everywhere, and it's affecting all of our sinks over there. And we have it here in this building, and we have it at the shuttle station now, and it protects everything, you know, keeps everything, you know, clean and protected with the soft water. So I'd like to look at, you know, pricing out a water softener and maybe on the water heater for over there. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I did that. Maybe that's good.
He's like, you got some bad hard water over here now, you know, like affecting things bad. And he's like, and you really ought to look at, you know, replacing the water here with an on-demand and then with a water softener.
Just make sure, I mean, I think it's got to be recirculation less than even with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear you.
Yeah.
It should happen.
So, anyways, yeah. So I'll work with, I'll see if Karen wants to give us a quote on taking out that big water heater that's in the full of hard water now, putting it on demand, and don't have to be like, don't have to be a huge on demand. Like, it's not, you know, you got all your sinks, is all your hand washing sinks, and then I use some hot water to mop, and that's it.
Yeah.
And the washer machine, so it doesn't have to be like commercial size. It can be household size.
Yeah, really.
We have them, yeah. How long did it, I want to get with you and see if, what else we want to put out, you know, this year before.
I know right now between the rubies, I got a
room. The what?
Oil room. Put a hump right there. I'd like to get that one up.
Okay.
How that works.
Okay.
And just one hump. Because we ordered two of them, right?
Yeah, we should have, yeah, because we were going to do a hump. We were going to replace the ones up there between Ebenezer's and the old Western town with humps rather than the bumps.
Yeah. Let's put that one up.
Okay, I'd like to try that one before we learn. Right. Okay.
The only thing that was brought to my attention when I was doing the kiosks, but maybe we toned the water down. One of the shuttle drivers said that when he comes to work on Sunday mornings, then the grass over there is soaking. He said it's standing water. So I don't know. I just said, bring it to your attention.
I don't know how long ago that was, but just a couple weeks ago, we turned everything back down.
Okay, that's what I was
so,
wondering. It was when I was first doing, see, and I've missed the last two city councils, I think.
Yeah, so everything was like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Everything I went and reduced clear now.
Okay.
Because they told us that we're on the water shortage again.
Okay.
Okay,
so.
That's it.
I don't think I have anything.
Just working on the park stuff. And, so.
I don't have anything for planning commission, financials, the warrants in front of you. Motion by Jerry, second by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
No business in here. Entertain a motion.